in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:24. Newsmaker 2 time today. Lyon County Clerk / Election Officer Tammy Vopatz, our Newsmaker 2 guest here today.
Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right so far. We've got election matters to talk about. Typically, we don't bring you on at this stage of the game just yet. That's generally speaking, April, specifically May, and right before early June. But there's been a lot of conversation here about the presidential preference primary, at least in media circles. Are we seeing a lot of interest, at least early on, in that when it comes to voting circles?
Well, sadly, I have to report it started off very, very slow. We started with early voting yesterday in the election office, and a total of 29 people cast the ballot. So really slow start, but I'm hoping it will pick up because we're here. We're ready for people to come in and cast their ballot, and we're waiting on you.
All right. And process for casting that ballot, how does that work? Show up at your office? What do we do?
Yeah, just show up at the courthouse, come to the election office, bring your photo ID, and you'll be in and out in a heartbeat.
All right. The presidential preference primary day is Tuesday, March the 19th, but you do have another opportunity for people to get out and vote, and that is this Saturday, but the voting polling place has changed, I understand. Tammy?
That's correct. We're going to have early voting, Saturday voting, this Saturday the 9th at 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and we're going to be over at the Extension office and using the east entrance.
Okay. For folks that have never taken advantage of that particular opportunity, how does that basically line up with what they would be doing in the courthouse, other than the location's different?
Exactly the same thing. Just come to the Extension office on Saturday between 9 and 1, bring your photo ID, come in and vote, and be on your way. And you get one of those I voted stickers, which is really cool.
They're cool, all right. Yeah.
Yep. Tammy, I wanted to ask you, because with the language that came down from Secretary of State Scott Schwab's office here, I think it was last week, talking about how this is a closed primary for both Democrats and Republicans, it's kind of a point of clarification here, specifically when it comes to changing party affiliation. Wouldn't that have already been handled by the voter registration / change of registration deadline here a couple of weeks back? Or can people still, next couple of weeks, change that party affiliation and be okay?
The deadline to change your party affiliation did change, along with the deadline to register to vote. However, like you said, this is a closed primary, and so only those registered to vote with that party will get that ballot for those that are registered with the party. If you're unaffiliated and you have not declared a party, you may do so at the polls when you go to vote. So if you are unaffiliated and you want either a Democrat or Republican ballot, then you will affiliate with that party and be given that ballot to cast.
All right, so that's how that works. And what will we see on these ballots, Tammy? How do they look?
Okay, so there's only the presidential candidate for each party. You vote for one candidate, and it's pretty easy, pretty short list there. You'll also see something new that legislation passed so that we now have to have a watermark on our ballot stock. So you'll see a watermark on the piece of paper that you're given. And, so it's legitimate.
Understood. County Clerk / Election Officer Tammy Vopatz joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Again, we're 2 weeks out from the presidential preference primary. What's going to be the procedure for you, I guess, now basically next couple of weeks? If memory serves me correctly, the advance voting process will end right around lunchtime the day before, so that'll be the 18th. What's your process leading up to the presidential election day, and then how do things kind of line up for you here for the day itself?
Actually, we're going to go through advance voting. Like you said, we'll end at noon on the 18th. We'll then prepare the rest of our supplies and our files and get ready for Election Day. So Election Day is on March 19th, and the polls are open from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And then we'll have election night reporting in the office, just like we do every other election. And then we have internal work to do following that. We have we audit the election. We have the canvas of the election on the 25th, and we also have a post-election public test of our equipment. And then the final results go to the Secretary of State's office on or before March 29th.
All right, so on Election Day itself, which is Tuesday, March 19th, all the regular polling places in play, Tammy?
Yes, sir. Okay. Nothing's changed on that.
Okay. Does this, you know, given the fact that you've been, you know, doing the prep work for this for now really a couple of months, if not longer than that, mm-hmm. How does this serve maybe for your staff as just kind of a, I don't want to use the term dry run, but a practice for what you've got coming up with the regular primary and the regular general coming up in August and November, respectively?
Well, I'm very blessed to have an amazing staff that work here in the county and in my office. They do amazing work, and they're always looking forward to getting ready and planning and executing the election process as we're required by law. And making sure that all of us together work as a team to get the job done and make sure that we have fair elections. And, yeah, I mean, it's the same work. We do the same work for every election, no matter how many people turn out to vote. So, it's good practice. It's going to be just a refresher, I guess, for the elections coming up for the end of the year.
Yeah. So when is the deadline to enter the races, Tammy? Is that June? Is that when that is?
June 1st at noon is the filing, is the deadline to file or withdraw from your office.
Okay. Okay.
We expect some traction there before that deadline draws near. It's going to be here before we know it, too.
It will.
Well, Tammy, nobody does it better. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Tammy Fopot, Lyon County Clerk / Election Officer, our Newsmaker 2 guest here in a minute. We'll have our Newsmaker 3 with Sydney Farney talking about Care Portal, kind of a reintroduction here for area residents, talking about the work and the mission of Care Portal in just about 5 minutes.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather. Book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Live like home. Mainstay Suites. Good morning. It's 8:32. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. On this Super Tuesday, voters in more than a dozen states head to the polls. Texas is one of the 15 states.